Was it fate knocking at the door that inspired the first movement of the Fifth Symphony, or were those opening bars distilled, as it were, from Beethoven's work on the whole? What does seem certain is that he was absorbed with a basic rhythmic formula, and that this also gave rise to the very different character of the Fourth Piano Concerto. In the so-called Eroica sketchbook of the years 1802 to 1804, we find towards the end of the book the opening phrase of the concerto in this form. Seven pages later, there's a fairly extended sketch for the scherzo of the Fifth Symphony. Notice the harmony. A dissonance that was discarded in the final version. Meanwhile, let's examine the sketch for the trio section, also beginning on the main beat. On the next page, there is a sketch for the exposition of the first movement. These bars are then immediately repeated in C minor, perhaps a reminder of the way the theme will go in the recapitulation. Key signatures and accidentals are sometimes taken for granted at this stage, but it's possible that a minor key return was considered. The B natural is indicated, but not A natural, though it may have been implied. Then we find a fragmentary idea beginning. According to its context, it seems reasonable to regard this as the germ of the powerful closing theme of the exposition. In a different sketchbook, Beethoven is seen working on both the Fifth Symphony and the Fourth Piano Concerto. The solo opening of the concerto turns the full close into the familiar half close. And there are some unfamiliar developments of the first movement of the symphony. A more direct development of the opening of the symphony, marked Sinfonia, Allegro Primo, is then further indicated presto. An ascending chromatic treatment. May have been intended for the coda of the movement, where Beethoven was liable to make abrupt but temporary modulations. The andante of the Fifth Symphony appears among these sketches with the words quasi menuetto. And here's its refashioning in the symphony. Reverting to that last sketch, here's the continuation marked quasi trio. And apparently this closed in C minor and not major as in the symphony. But in the sketch, C major is then taken up by trumpets and horns. The return modulation is quickly effected. In fact, the presence in the sketch of the words menuetto and trio and of repeat signs suggests a more closed-in form than the eventual variations, meditations, and adventures, as Tovey called them. And yet all these ideas remained. The one marked trio, but breaking into C major for the trumpets and horns. The lead back in the sketch, this was expanded into a wonderful passage of harmonic mystery and suspense. Other sketches for the two middle movements of the Fifth Symphony are found alongside those for the overture Leonora No. 1. The year is 1805. Two fragments relate to the later part of the andante. The violin triplets, as they come in the symphony, but in the sketch, they settle on tonic and not dominant harmony. Next, we find the smooth, undotted version of the theme. This plays its part in the movement, in the first variation, and the later entry on clarinet and bassoon, though in the closing bars, the rhythm of both versions is subtly mixed. Let's now go back to that early sketch for the scherzo. Instead of that exact repetition, the first phrase, expanded in itself, will stop on the G. Leaving the extension to D for the second time. The intervals of this theme, though not its rhythm, key, or character, resemble the finale theme of Mozart's great G minor symphony. Whether Beethoven consciously derived it or not, it's amusing to find that he wrote out the first few bars of the Mozart in the sketchbook that contains the scherzo theme in its definitive form. The resemblance was presumably noted. The scherzo has meanwhile acquired its important upbeat, and the trio, originally this, also acquired an upbeat. One sketch shows a straightforward return to the first part of the scherzo. This was to be far more elaborately prepared. The presence of two extra bars in the original score just before this point caused some argument as to Beethoven's intentions. These extra bars concern the da capo, the complete repeat of scherzo and trio that was made at the first performance but subsequently deleted. As the score stands, the scherzo makes its only reappearance in a curtailed and disembodied form, as though to throw the triumphant finale into the greatest possible relief. There is, however, a sketch for a minor key finale. This came to nothing, but having decided on the triumph of C major, with the orchestra suddenly reinforced by three trombones, piccolo and contrabassoon, there arose the question of preparation, a link between the scherzo and the finale. Alternatively, the scherzo could end and the finale begin without forewarning. At first, the sketches record a link in very primitive terms, the reiterated rhythm of the scherzo becoming more insistent. Different version on the dominant instead of on the tonic. In both cases, the change from 3/4 time to common time, or alla breve, is anticipated. A further sketch picks up fragments of the scherzo in the transition. This ends with a pause before the advent of the finale theme. Yet another sketch anticipates the finale thematically, though this may have referred to the second leadback during the movement. Another is confined to a timpani part. Semper 40 at the arrival of the theme. But here is yet another sketch that gives us a clue to the eventual solution, a sketch on two staves. So in the outcome, the idea of the interrupted cadence and the use of the scherzo theme, no longer in the cellos and basses, but in the first violins, rising higher and higher, but withholding the crescendo until the last moment, these helped to produce the transition as we know it. Several examples of such links or transitions between movements in Beethoven's middle period works, and no two are managed in quite the same way. The finale of the fourth piano concerto breaks in quietly on the end of the slow movement. The finale of the fifth concerto bursts forth with a sudden fortissimo. But the art of gradual transition, which we just heard in the fifth symphony, was solved in the reverse dynamic direction in the pastoral, as the storm clears away and the shepherd's thanksgiving gently restores the home key of F major.